Okay, next case, please.
We're going to keep the pictures, yeah. The next application is 11,585 Sussex Lumber Land Company LLC. They are seeking a variance for a reduction in the front yard setback, section 115-82B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located at the northeast intersection of Mitchell Street and Dagsboro Road. The 911 address is 655 Mitchell Street in Millsboro. The property is zoned C1. The tax map is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 80. There are no letters of support, one letter in opposition, and no mail returns. Specifically, they are requesting a 32.1-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback for a proposed building. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Jeffrey Revel, 30869 Hickory Hill Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Cornwall, do you have that letter?
Yes. The letter states that they object to this development as a neighbor who is adversely affected by the surface runoff. They state they have a flood issue, and their concern is that the development will make it worse, and they would like the development not to occur until the water issue is resolved.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your time this evening. I'm Jeff Rubble, I'm the owner of Sussex Lumber Company, and I actually worked for Maston Lumber, which has been the same location since 1972, so the building and property have been there that long. What we're asking for is we have some outside storage now is to put some lumber undercover, and it's in the front yard, and we are encroaching on the property because over the years the road has widened, and they're getting ready to widen it again, making some improvements. We sold some of our property, and that's why the setbacks are even less than what it was 2 years ago. So we're not asking for anything that would be any other than what we already have. I got actually a photograph or an aerial photograph of the property, and it would be, I don't know if you can see that, it would be this front line right along the fence. Right here would be covering that lumber up with a what they call an L shed. Right along here.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very right in front of the building here.
And what tying that? To the other building?
Pardon me?
Are you tying it to the other building?
No. No, it's not. It's all separate. And I've actually printed this off from the company that we're purchasing it from, so you can see what it looks like. It's just like it's a lumber rack with a roof on. Now, if we didn't have the roof, we could put the rack there actually without a permit. But we prefer to cover it up.
Hand it down there to the secretary, please, and she'll pass it down. Thank you.
And so we're just asking for a variance to make it, that it would be closer to the road. That's what it would be. I mean, actually, it's going to be within the inside of the fence now, so it's not taking up any of the property. But I think there's going to be some added benefits besides for the customer getting better looking lumber. It's going to be dry and straight when you get it. But also, what's happening here, because of this roadway here, it's on a curve, it's not square, so of course, that's why we had such odd property lines.
Mm-hmm.
When they widen this road, this grass strip actually would be gone. I don't know if that should show in that permit. It's actually a grass strip now, but that 40-foot one inch from the building, that would be the edge of the pavement after the improvements are done. Probably about I'm guessing 2 years, I'd say. That's a 2-year project. And they've already begun that. And so what I'd like to do is just cover that lumber up. And I think an added benefit for us, when this road gets busy, they use our parking lot as a cut through. And the people drive through there, and I can see them go through at 30 miles an hour sometimes. So I think putting a structure up there will slow, it's not going to stop them from going through the parking lot, but it will slow them down. Because someday somebody's going to get hit out there. But our purpose is to cover the lumber up. So what we're going to do there. Like I said, it's been there since 1972. It's the property hadn't changed any elevation. What it is what it was.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if there's any questions, members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Workman.
How wide is it coming out?
how...
Is it 11 foot something wide coming out?
It's only 11 foot, right. That's the roof width. Actually, the building itself, matter of fact, I got these for you, has actually the drawings of the building. If you want to call it a building, the rack itself, it's about 5 feet wide. It's just a roof. They give it some overhang to protect the lumber is what it is.
Thank you.
It'll be freestanding, no sides, just a
freestanding,
roof.
No sides, so you can see right through it. And like I said, only thing is, because of the roof, it becomes a building versus a storage rack. It's, and how it's constructed, it's on a 1 foot thick slab, and this is bolted on the top of the slab. So,
how much protection do you think you get from the rain with that?
Quite a bit. See, if you look in this, it's amazing to me, actually. This building in the back, it's actually half of one of those, what it really is.
You have one already?
We have a T-shed. This is called a T-shed. This one we consider an L-shed. It's just half of this one.
Okay.
So we have one in the back, and it does amazingly
protect that.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, that's the T-shed in the back. So it'd be half of one of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually photographed
without the building.
How tall is it?
19 foot, I believe it is. It is on that drawing. I don't think.
If I understand you correctly, this is going in a place where you've stored lumber for how long? So it's not, you're not putting something where nothing has been.
Oh, right. I'm just covering over what's already there.
Right.
It's just a protection from the weather is what it really is. Yeah, I believe it's 19 foot is what it is.
Mr. Revel, in regard to the opposition's concern about runoff, does this structure change any of the impermeable?
No, it does not.
You already have impermeable surface now?
Yeah, there's no change there at all.
Other than a concrete pad?
We're probably making some improvements because of this, we'll be doing.
Okay.
Because the runoff that our neighbor's concern was actually behind us, which really we had nothing to do with. Like I said, it's been there since 1972. And I have talked to A.P. Kroll, because he is probably getting some runoff from the existing building from the gutters, which, like, it's been there that long. We do have some underground drainage from that. I'm going to get A.P. Kroll to take a look at that actually tomorrow. They're coming out to see if we can improve that, because we don't really want any runoff on him. We'd want him on us.
Okay.
Yeah, but this has really nothing to do with that. That's different project there.
And could you address the standards for a variance for us?
Okay, on the uniqueness of the property, it's because of the shape of the property and the location of it. It's built right on a curve, and there's no 90-degree angles there. And because the road can continue to be widened there, we're getting closer to where we store the lumber. Or they're getting closer to us, actually. And we couldn't really develop it any further because of the shape of the property, the uniqueness of the shape of it. And, of course, that wasn't created by us, the shape. It was already there when they did that curve there, but I know Bake Timmons owned that property, and the road came in at an angle, and the state purchased the property from him for about a dime, I think, and made that curve in there. And so that's what gave it the uniqueness of the property. It's not going to alter the character of the neighborhood because it's commercial to the south of us. I think it's where the mobile home park is. I think it's I forgot what the zoning is there. It's like a conditional use type zoning, I'm not sure. Then, of course, the next one up is commercial, which used to be Snow White Laundry, which is also adjacent to it. Now, back behind the property here is agricultural residential property that the Timmons own. And then for his minimum variance, of course, everything we're going to put there now is going to be within the fence line of what's already existing. So they're not really changing the appearance or, if anything, probably help the appearance of the property. It will do. And I don't, of course, don't see any adverse effect to any property adjacent to us. If anything, it would help. And, of course, the basis for the appeal is just so I can cover some lumber.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions?
No other questions.
That's any further? Mr. Burton? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's two. Would you like to come forward, please? Be sworn in.
Mr. Chairman, before we...
Yes.
Mr. Revel, that photo that you showed, do you...
Yeah.
Should probably submit that over to Ms. Cornwell, okay, so it's in the record. I don't believe we have a copy of that.
No, this was... I just purchased that, so...
Thank you. Come on up. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Suraj K. Gyani, 228 South Bedford Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
Suparna Mehra, 117 Clifton Street in Milton, Delaware.
Can you spell your first name for me?
S as in Sam, U-P-A-R-N-A.
In the back is my name.
Last name is M-E-H-R-A.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do. I do.
Thank you.
You might just want to start with saying Jeff has been a very good neighbor all along, and we got on along fine. We are in the circumstances got us to this point where we are. Unfortunately, I don't have that fancy picture. I have the stormwater assessment study, which I went and got it. Just to give you an idea, my property, I bought it from Sam Keenan, and since the gentleman is not there anymore, so he can't tell me anything more. This is the property which Sussex Lumber is. We are directly adjacent to their property, and all the growth they have done, they have a great job. And what it did is the surface runoff, which is coming from 113, coming from his property and coming from Keenan's property, is accumulating on a corner, which is one of the corners of his buildings. When I went to the stormwater people, and they said that they have a ditch on the other side, and if we can join it, some of that water will just go away. Most of the water is coming from 113, and Mitchell Street and his property and Keenan's property. And it just happened to be that we are at the lowest point, and they have the ditch behind us, which is 24 contour. Their property, 113 and Keenan, are 28. Our property is 26. And that corner where we are is about 25. So all the property water goes there and stays there, and they have a ditch which is 24. Where it can go in and go out. It's only the time it happens is when it's a severe rainfall. So then that corner, and we have 9 trailers, and we have about a dozen kids which are under the age of 5 or 6 year old. They all go around, and I'm afraid that something will happen, and they'll slip in there and fall and hurt themselves. So I want that easement for the water. It's not a big deal, just putting a couple of pipes in to his thing. When his ditch, which is already there, which is dry most of the time. At the end of my property, I'm coming from your side, and then he has a brim of 26, and the other side is 24. So there's no way I can cross the water. It has to go within, it's all dirt, so I can just put a couple of pipes, so when it gets really heavy rain, the water can have an easement. Some of his surface runoff from his property, from the 113, and Mitchell Street at present is coming, and it dries up over a period of time, but it stays. There's no place to go. It just got locked in. It's just a corner. Everybody has raised it. Two sides is his sides, the back and the side. He has raised the property a couple of feet. The water can't go anywhere. And I have no way of getting the water on the other side. And we have discussed it, and he's still recommending that he's going to make some improvements, which is going to take the water underground and all that. The surface runoff, which accumulates there, I have no way of releasing it. All I'm asking is some easement so I can get my water out of there. When and if we ever go around to do the development, we'll do the riffraff, we'll do all the holding tanks, whatever needs to be done at that time. It's affordable housing. I'm giving people a trailer for $600 with the building and everything, water, sewer, everything. Can't afford to do any more improvements. I spent about $10,000 fixing that issue. I can't fix it. I don't have any more money. You're going to have about 20, 30 people who are at present can live in the county, Sussex County. They won't be able to live there anymore if any more money is going to be hit on us. We don't make any money on these properties. We're just trying to support some of these people who can't find any place to live. So that's the story in a nutshell. You guys figure it out, whether it's a worthwhile project to allow me to get the water out. It's only when we have a severe rain, it will release in their property. If it doesn't, it will not happen. So if it's a doable thing, I'd like to work with Jeff and see what can be done and getting the water to be released on that side where the ditch is there, which is dry. There's nothing there in there now. Sir, and my side is all flooded.
Everything that you've said, I haven't heard anything regarding the variance request.
I'm not asking for any variance. All I'm asking is the water go.
He's asking for variance. And everything that you've said has been regard to water and the easement, but nothing in regard to what we're here tonight to determine.
I feel that any other improvements on that property and lack of drainage on his side is going to do more damage to my property than anything else. It's not going to help me in any which way.
Okay, but we heard testimony from him that there is an impermeable surface there already. And he's not doing anything to change that.
His impervious surface, which he has already, the drainage, it just comes and falls on my property. It doesn't go anywhere because his underground system is blocked.
I understand, but that doesn't have anything to do with the request that he's asking for a setback.
What he has already is causing me problem. What he's going to do more is going to cause me more issue.
But what the issue or problem that exists has nothing to do with the variance request that he's requesting.
This variance will lead to another one. The whole thing is growing slowly. Okay. What do we do with the water? I don't understand that. You asked us to if you have any problem. We came for the variance. I don't understand all this stuff. I understand is there is a water issue. We need to resolve it.
Okay.
And his variance, giving him the variance to build anything else, will adversely affect my property. I feel that. He has to prove it to me that it won't.
You have to prove to us that it will.
Oh, it's 28 is his thing, and mine is 25. Where do you think water is going to go?
The only thing you need necessary tonight is that you prove to us or show us that his variance request will have an adverse effect on your property. And so far, I'm not convinced that it will.
Yeah. This is our fear that any other addition might cause more water, and so and that is the concern that has brought us here.
Okay.
You would know better whether it would or not, but our concern is we are dealing with a situation that is already causing problems.
I understand.
We want to make sure that there isn't anything any additional problem. That's what we're here to.
If there wasn't an impermeable surface, and I think this is his case. If there wasn't already an impermeable surface there, and they were going to put a roof there, then they'd be creating more impermeable surface. But they're not. They're just putting a roof
something
over
on a parking lot, I think. That's what it is.
Right. So that's, you know.
Yeah, but you understand. That is the concern that brought us here.
I understand. And this is, and so, unfortunately, this isn't the forum to address your issue or problem.
But you have answered that because that's the concern that brought us.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
There's another question.
Yeah, sir, could you come back up here, please?
Sir, are you putting guttering on this building?
No. Rain guttering? No, it's just what you see there. There's no gutter on it.
You ever consider putting rain guttering on it and take it away from the parking lot to the opposite side?
Well, it will be going to the opposite side. It won't be going to the parking lot. But if you look, it's actually going, the slope of the roof is going into the yard.
Okay, to the...
to where we store lumber. And it's already graded to two stormwater grates now. It'd be going to the same location it is now. And that takes it out to the branch it is.
Is that also the way the grade from the road drains into the stormwater?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it won't be going to his property at all?
No.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none.
Is the area where that old shelter is that's currently all paved right now, right?
Yeah, it's all paved and stained, right.
And the dimensions of that shelter is the dimensions of what you currently store lumber on right now. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. No. Right, actually, it might be a couple feet shorter.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chair will entertain the motion. That's all, sir. Thank you. No further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,585 under advisement.
I second that motion.
Second.
And a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,585 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. All opposed? Motion carried. We'll take a break. Stand recess for about 10 minutes.